This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Dana, why do you look like you're about to pitch me your Web3 platform right now?
Very fancy, very busy. Hold on, let me turn off the blur. Even the background like looks all fancy. Hold on.
You look like you're in a Microsoft Teams call and you're like in the background to like make it look more professional.
Dude, tell me about the future of communication.
It's pretty depressing, I'm not gonna lie. If I had to live like this, I might kill myself.
Dude, I don't know what
you're
talking
about. He's gonna pitch you the future of Tunes.
Dude, you know what I'm so excited for? Okay. Dang it. We have to bleep this out. I won't say it. I'll tell you guys after the call cuz I don't want to bleep it out very beginning. But yeah, I have 100% a plan for the back of the wall. Yeah, 100%. Anyway, but yeah. Rumble Pack. Johnny and I have moved. C-Dot is dying. He has a terminal disease. He's going to tell you guys about it later this episode.
Yeah, that's true.
Bundun owns Roblox now. He's the only Roblox YouTuber since everybody else is jumping ship.
That's kind of bad because they're getting Predator stuff. But yes.
Yeah, whoa. And then Bam is floating through space still. Just our happy little guy in the cosmos.
A lot of things happening.
True.
Oh, yeah, and Johnny adopted a dragon.
I got a guy.
Yeah, what's the guy's name? I need to know. You said his I'd name, like it, and yeah, I said he hasn't it's told probably us the Switch name yet. 2.
His name is Satoru Gojo.
Is that real?
wait, it's a what?
His name is Satoru Gojo.
Dude.
Yeah, we call him Gojo.
Okay.
Dude, he's the strongest. Look at him.
He looks pretty powerful.
Look at him.
Is it a guy?
Yeah. He loans the cat one. We literally got him today. Genuinely, we like went, got him today, and then I was like, all right, this will be a good pod reveal. Dude, he's such a great guy.
And then he realizes like, oh, these guys are not going to let me go. They're nice to me. And then they just start destroying the amplified. And then
do you think we could have this guy in the background of every episode? Because I'm pretty sure this is gonna do wonders for our numbers.
Wait, are you using the Kirby the Kirby mouth pillow as a cat bed?
That is a cat bed. That's a Kirby cat bed right there.
I just use it as a pillow personally whenever I use it. So that's my question. I would just stick my head right in there like, oh, yes. Yes, Kirby.
You got like a little astronaut helmet.
You know?
Okay, wait. So wait, here's what's going to happen now that there are two Rumble cats. We have Johnny's cat and we have Anna's cat. And now they have to fight. For superiority. Wait. The audience has to choose which one they like more.
Satoru Gojo, he's the strongest, so he'll win.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there's no competition here, I think.
Anna sorry, editing Cobalt, this is either going to be like, aw, little guy, or like, my Cobalt will destroy.
What was that? Wasn't there, that was, I think, the Super Bowl. But when do they put, like, the cats in, like, a fake sport, like,
There's the Puppy Bowl. There might be the Kitten Bowl too.
Because that's just so funny. Because I remember that he zoomed in on one of like the dogs one time, and like the subtitle header was just like trying their best, and they were just sleeping. I watch that every year. And by watch it, okay. I mean, look at the clips.
Okay, so who do we want to start with? Whose life is updating? Should we just start top left and work our way down from there? We'll go Bam, Bundun, C. Johnny.
Sure. We can go and do that.
How has life changed for you? You can make stuff up.
Changed for me.
Okay.
No, Bundun, you can make stuff up. You can't be skipped, but you can make stuff up. I murdered a guy last night. You do? Okay, perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Did you get married?
No, dude. I'm up big time in the past month.
You mean like gambling?
I was going to say, like, you're almost at like, 900,000?
No, I mean my YouTube channel is...
You found the portal gun and then you locked in.
Dude, I know, no, that was the plan from the start, but it came out while I was in California. So I was like, there was a bit of delay on it. But then I was like, the moment I was back, it's like, okay, lock in, plan it out, planned it all out. And dude, this has been like my most successful month, like times five on
really?
YouTube.
Really?
Heck,
like, that's why you're the goat.
So hype. Dude, I need to see your graph. That upward spike. That's so cool.
That was me in June for Switch 2, and for some reason, whenever I was in California, like every single video bombed. And it was still that month, which is crazy.
Oh, and that month still did great? That's hype.
Bam, I'll tell you what changed. Mm-hmm. I can tell you exactly what changed, dude. What? You made a Roblox long form. Just want to say.
That's also true.
Your latest video, it's a Roblox long form.
And you want to know something, Bundun? The moment I saw how well that did, I planned out two more.
You know what, dude, I think it is?
Bundun's like the devil on all of our shoulders going, play Roblox.
I will never give in.
No, Bam, I think it's the portal. You introduced the portal gun onto your channel. I think you need to do a full portal VR game playthrough.
Yeah,
that's
no,
what
I'm,
you need
I'm
to do.
Doing that. I
oh my gosh!
Planned,
yeah, you're already on
it's
it.
Just
already
so, it's just so
it.
Like it. The portal gun is just like such a visually interesting thing, and there's so much you can do with it.
How fast would that take? Because how long does it take to speedrun Bone Lab?
I don't. It doesn't take too long, but like with a portal gun,
how long would
it take you?
The
idea behind the stream is that I'm not allowed to move. Is the thing, so I'm only allowed to shoot portals.
I feel like that would still be really fast.
I don't know, because I feel like the first area of the game is like you land, you drop down a hole and land on an uneven surface, which you can't put a portal on. So I may be screwed off the bat, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't think are you talking about like Portal or like Portal 2?
No, I'm talking about Bone Lab.
Oh,
with
the
portal gun.
I bring the portal gun into Bone Lab and try and beat the game.
Maybe you can have like a rule.
Someone's made a
Bam.
Bone Lab mod that's just Portal, right? Totally. Mm.
Like every map?
Like the level.
From the game? I think Portal 1. I think someone's made a full port of Portal 1. I think a
if
lot
you
of
can beat
it's
Portal
enemy,
1,
think, but...
like faster in Bone Lab than I just did it on my first playthrough.
Like a race?
Which is on C.Plays. Subscribe to C.Plays. Mm. Like, so like you have 90 minutes to beat Portal. That'd be funny.
Easily. I could do that easily. It's one of my favorite games.
I love how excited you were about your YouTube views going up, that when I said marriage, you're like, no, even better. My YouTube views have been going crazy.
I mean, what happened for me was better than marriage, I will say.
Because you know how Satoru Gojo in your vicinity.
Dude, I have Satoru
marriage
Gojo.
Marriage means you lose half
times.
Of your YouTube channel. Like, if you guys get divorced or something, that's just, you know.
That's why you get
a
prenup.
Like,
that's why you get a prenup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had a conversation. I had a genuine conversation with my girlfriend. I'm like, if we would get married, would you sign a prenup just in case like anything were to happen, I'd still have my YouTube channel.
How did that come up? How did that come up in your head to bring that up with your partner?
Wouldn't a YouTube channel be
I'm like thinking about like I want to be with this person long term. And then I'm like, what about the YouTube channel?
No, yeah. But like, also, to be fair.
You want and tube?
No, I think marriage like laws and stuff are like slightly outdated, very outdated. Like they've been progressively getting better with like no fault divorce and everything. But as of now, you're a guy, your wife cheats on you and then divorces you, and she still gets half of the YouTube channel. So, like, I don't understand why a prenup wouldn't.
Half of nothing else, just the YouTube channel.
Well, because all a prenup is like a written like agreement of like, hey, there's marriage laws, and then we're adding this on for ours specifically, A lot of people think a prenup is like, I'm with this girl, I don't want her to have my money, rah, like, and that's stupid and dumb. That's how rich people use it.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But you know, it's good for normal people to have too, because marriage laws are wacky sometimes.
Dude, how the does that work in America? Like, laws, does it just change state by state a lot?
How does,
like,
America
is it
prenup
in like kind Texas of. Like different to like Cali?
Well,
like, I don't understand.
You make your own prenup. You do whatever you want for your own.
Oh, sorry, just marriage laws.
Marriage laws. Yeah, they're different per state. They're different per state. Dude, a lot of American laws are different per state. Like, I can smoke a blunt in California. I can now because I'm 21. I can smoke a blunt in California, but if I go across the border to, I don't know, like Nevada or something, I can't, and I'll go to jail. Like, even if I just take the cigarette and walk over the border and there's a cop waiting, then I'll, you know, get on the ground! And then that's it.
Dude, so, just so Microsoft.
Well, usually it's more about...
I can't even...
You want me to sit down? Okay, listen.
I'm in a business meeting with you. I can't. Like, change
Listen,
something.
Okay. As soon I will have all of the blue on the walls. I'll have my stupid posters, and that'll be fun. But I like standing right now. I got it like a switchable standing desk, and it's fun to stand.
That's even more business.
Every single episode, guys, I would already end up standing halfway through anyway,
I give it
and start
2 weeks,
crashing
there's
out.
There's a treadmill underneath Daniel's desk.
Several people have told me to get a treadmill.
I've actually thought about getting one.
I don't think I have enough room for it. We'll see. I don't know.
Dano, you need to get a VR treadmill.
Tune turf, all right? I can't use energy on walking, all right? You know. Our great president, who never has done anything wrong, says that the reason that he doesn't work out is so he can conserve his energy. All right, that's why he looks like that. Totally.
What do you mean he doesn't work out? He plays golf like every day. No, dude, while in office.
With terrible form, by the way, might I add.
In the Sebastian Stan, like, Trump movie, he was talking about, like a doctor was like, you're going to have to start working out, buddy. And he goes, it's not on the table. No. You know, it actually takes away your energy. All right. I need to be using it for business. All right. Let's get the stomach surgery, because I'm not doing any of that working out stuff.
Why was Trump British in that? Yes.
I'm just learning about that stuff now. I know I'm pretty late on it, but like, I'm watching Voidzilla, CoffeeZilla's second channel, and I'm getting all the deets from the
Voidzilla. I think at this point it's not even like political, like saying that he's on the list, because I think it's gotten to a point where, I mean, that's just like, it's almost a fact. Like, it's borderline effect with all these news articles and stuff that keep coming out, and then there's just people, what's political is people saying like, that's fine, you know, I mean, he's on a goofy list, but you know, he's still doing a good job running the country.
My question is, like, it has to be like not only bad but really bad, because like, it was inferred that he was gonna be on it. There's so many pictures of them together, but the fact that he's doubled down on like, guys, when I get into office, we're releasing the list. And, like, everybody's gonna see all the evil people on it, and then they're like, "We got it, guys. Here's the list. So yeah, we're not gonna release that. We don't want to, and we never wanted to. Honestly, I think it's weird." And then people are like,
"Fabricated."
People are like, asked him. They're like, "Hey, like, are you in the thing?" And he's like, why are you still talking about this Jeopardy?
It's irrelevant, right?
That was old news.
That's the funniest
you're the one.
It's irrelevant. Dude, that's the funniest thing ever. And like, that's it. Like, that's if I killed Bam last week and you guys asked me about it, and I'm like, that was a week ago. All right, the internet moves. There's like 100 videos uploaded every day. All right, that's old news. We're not talking about that anymore. He's irrelevant. He's dead. He's not getting any views. Oy. Anyway. Bundun, how has life been? How's the like the 12 people that you've killed since we've last recorded a podcast episode?
Dude, they're all recovering. It's pretty cool. Their family's going great. Yeah.
From being killed?
Yeah, they're recovering, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay.
They're working their way up to
medical
the
research.
Yeah. No,
sorry,
dude,
I didn't know that you had just fucking zombies in Australia.
Bro, yeah, I got nothing crazy to add. My YouTube is also popping. It's great. I'm loving streaming. I'm loving Roblox besides the Roblox company being cringe. I don't really want to get into it like that much. Yeah. Cause when this comes out, bro, you know what? I'm just curious to see what happens to the Roblox situation when this comes out. When this podcast actually releases.
Because they'll be like, when do you think this podcast will release?
It's like 2 weeks, right? Maybe three?
Two, 3 weeks?
Yeah. Dude, there's so much will change.
Yeah. Why are we filming so early? Like, we won't be able to talk about anything and have it be relevant. Are we not filming a podcast for the next 2 weeks?
It's kind of funny.
We just talk amongst ourselves. I like the idea of updating everyone where we've been. I like that.
Right.
But do you guys all know about the Roblox situation, right? I feel like everyone knows. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, it's super
crazy. Roblox situation is moderation. Crazy.
Dude, I've heard about it, and I don't touch that site or game with like a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. Like, okay, I'm not extremely anti-Roblox or anything, especially since, like, the couple streams that Bundun and Bam have put me on. Now, my only memories of Roblox are playing with Bundun and Bam, like, my buddies, and so now I, like, have good memories of the site. But what's funny is I still don't have that much skin in the game, so I'm over here on Twitter getting it recommended constantly about YouTubers and stuff, saying, like, Roblox is crashing and burning and stuff, and, like, when people were talking about YouTube's AI, I was scared. I was like, ew, this is horrifying. Didn't end up mattering that much as of now.
Yeah.
But then when the whole Roblox thing is happening, I'm just eating my popcorn. I'm like, dang, that sucks, guys. Oh, damn. Dude, see, the Chris Hansen thing is wild. Like, that is crazy. Mm-hmm. That's
what's
like,
the Chris Hansen thing?
Bundun, do you not know who Chris Hansen is?
No.
Okay, Chris Hansen ran a very, very popular show in the early 2000s that I'm sure most of our viewers have seen clips of called How to Catch a Predator. Or to catch a predator.
Yeah. I know who it is. Yeah, because I know it from the Roblox thing. It's all coming back. But keep explaining to people who don't know.
Mm. Okay, gotcha. Good. So anyway, Chris Hansen caught people who like kids, which is terrible. But no. Not while I'm saying kids. You can't be showing Riggy while... Okay, anyway. Chris Hansen would catch people who like kids and put it on TV. Was basically, that was the first form of cancellation. All right. Because like, oh my gosh, some of the episodes are so hard to watch, for multiple reasons, most of all, because they like kids. But
so
anyway,
the first form of cancellation, didn't all of them go to jail? Wasn't that like the point?
Yeah.
Of the
when
show?
They all go.
Well, yes, but all of their faces were also like on TV. And so these people would get like, Dude, I got a golden riggy. They didn't have jobs or anything afterwards, and it's like, I mean,
I got a Rosie, and I got a Briggy.
I love,
I don't know if it's scary. Dano's
explaining the plot of To Catch a Predator.
Oh, Tim, Tim's here. Yo, Tim.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, I was gonna say, to be fair. To be fair, I mean, a lot of people would say that they're getting their fair judgment. You know, that's like, you know, punishment for what they did. Probably. No. Yeah. I would say the worst crime in the world.
We got a Bam!
No, I can't afford it.
Get
a
Bam.
Oh, I'm so
sad.
I got it.
I got it. I got the Bam. Sorry. Continue, Dan.
Anyway, Chris Hansen has, it's basically like, this is like when Mike Tyson came out of retirement to beat up Jake Paul, except... it's actually going to be good this time, and Chris Hansen is going to beat up Roblox.
I'm excited for him to beat up Roblox.
Well, because there was a guy, there was a guy who was doing the same thing that Chris Hansen would do on Roblox, and Roblox banned him. Roblox banned the guy who was on their platform going,
I should probably pay attention now.
Tanked from there. Yeah, no,
Can I please add information to this? Because I think it's important.
I don't know why I explained it, Bundun. You're the Roblox guy, all right?
I don't know who the hell Chris Hansen is, okay? I just listen to this old...
Yeah,
okay.
That's crazy, by the way.
Time for some takes, okay? I'm gonna...
He's just some old guy. He's just some old that would catch predators. So,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner.
so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Where's Roblox, my kangaroos?
Roblox sent a cease and desist to Schlepp, who was the YouTuber who made videos about catching predators. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Now, it was a cease and desist.
The reason they cease and desisted him is like, what the media is saying is that, the big media is saying that, you know, it's for the predator stuff, but which is probably part of it, like Roblox trying to hide it, L on Roblox. But the other part is this guy, every time there's a Roblox update, he will roast them on Twitter every single update. Sometimes fair roasting, like they did this update where they added custom emotes. And so obviously there's going to be like backshot emotes and stuff, right? And like, that's cringe. Like they should have like prepared for that and moderated that properly. But like the problem with him, the reason they sent cease and desist is that every single update they did, he would always be vocal on Twitter. And sometimes I felt like he was wrong to criticize some of the updates. But the thing is, they shouldn't have cease and desisted him. That was just like over the top. So like, I feel like there's a few people missing that element of the story of like, this guy is just constantly giving Roblox some schmack, but they did it wrong. And in general speaking, like, yeah, they shouldn't have banned him. And what he's doing in general, his broad message is very good. And what he's trying to like fix Roblox moderation, because Roblox moderation absolutely sucks. But yeah, anyway, that was just like a piece of the puzzle. And another thing that I find so annoying from being inside the Roblox space is like, so the state of Louisiana sued Roblox, which is fine.
Yeah.
But now it's all yucky and icky. There's all these politicians now being like, oh, take down Roblox. And it feels like they're doing it. Yes, they probably want to protect kids, but I feel like a lot of people are doing it just to get a free W. Mm-hmm. It's really annoying.
It's like, no, go ahead, sorry.
No, you go.
I was just going to say, yeah, it's a double-edged sword when politicians get involved. Because, like, yes, politicians will force Roblox to do something. But at the same time, a lot of these politicians are 90 years old. And they're in the camp of all video games, even Animal Crossing, make children want to go to school and kill people, right? And so it's a whole thing of them, like...
I'm exactly on your page. It's like, it's good that the government's intervening because Roblox isn't doing anything. So they need someone to force them to do it. But now it's in that yucky political sphere where I'm like... I don't know where this is gonna go.
You say kids play this game? You say kids use the home Wi-Fi network to play this game, and they're playing with what? They're playing with grown adults. Now here's my Bible.
No, yeah, dude, one of my favorite videos on the internet, and simultaneously one of the most disturbing videos on the internet, in my opinion, is when Zuckerberg was being interviewed by like it was Congress or like some court or whatever, and all of these people are trying to ask questions about Facebook and struggling so hard. They're like, can Facebook get into my internet and see what I am doing?
Was that TikTok? No, it was TikTok.
Access the home Wi-Fi network.
Exactly. Yeah. They did it with Zuckerberg a couple years. They did it with Zuckerberg in like 2017, and then they did it again with TikTok. And it's just so disturbing to watch like them struggle their way through. Listen, I'm just happy that MatPat's getting elected sometime. All right, he's gonna get in there, and he's gonna be the only person.
The basis of all those folks going like, "Oh my God, it's so bad." It's mainly just from a lack of understanding of the topic. So then I don't understand it. Therefore, I don't like it. You know?
Yeah. I just don't understand where it came from. Like, was it like an ET back in like the 1980s that started like all these politicians?
Didn't it start off with like rock music or like metal, like heavy metal?
Yeah, that was part of it. Yeah, heavy metal. And they're like, oh, it's corrupting our youth and it's demonic and stuff. But where did video games get wrapped up into it? I mean, yeah, GTA came out, but like even still, I mean,
was it Mortal Kombat that started that?
Oh, I can see that.
There was a famous shooting that I don't want to name for the sake of demonetization, but one of the things when they like looked at like the shooters like past, they're like, they played Doom. Yeah, that gave them the urges. They played Doom. That's a violent game.
No, But wasn't the detail, tell me if I'm right or wrong here. I could be wrong here. I'm not too concrete on this, but didn't the guy like recreate it in Doom as like a mod first before doing it? Wasn't
okay,
that
no,
like
no, no.
the-
Okay, so this is sort of a deep thing. Like this that. Is- No, no, no. This is sort of a
conspiracy.
This is an internet. Yeah, it's an internet legend. It's a myth thing. Yeah. I learned about this actually pretty recently, which is crazy that you're bringing it up. But no, it was like a group of people who recreated their high school in Doom as a Doom map. But it was like there's something about it that's not like the way that people think it is. Either the friends did it afterwards, or he didn't actually practice on it, or whatever. He didn't map out. I think that what confuses people is people think that he mapped out his like path on Doom, like that he was going to take for real life, which is like I think that's an exaggeration. But yeah, it's more along the internet myth territory. I don't know the exact circumstances about it, but yeah. Anyway, C-Dot, how's your life?
Oh, well, dude, a lot of things are happening. First off, I like showing this because I got a 3D printer. Guys, look,
Woo!
It's the guy from the
video. It's the 24-karat gold.
It's the 24-karat gold. It got the little thing. So I've been having a lot of fun with that. I got it a few days ago.
I want a double chunk chocolate cookie.
Goodness gracious!
You're going to Costco right now, Gillen?
Yep. Right now. Oh, the camera's
Well,
also, guys ready? Look at my arm.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing Ooh, there, wait. Right?
No way.
Right? But there will be in a few weeks. I'm getting the Xenoblade tattoo. So that's cool.
I know way. Are you actually?
That's yeah, so I'm actually getting it.
My guy, that's so chill.
Saw all the people online get upset that he didn't have tattoos, and he's like, you know what? Fine, I'm just gonna send it.
That's cool, dude.
Now,
I love
honestly,
that.
Honestly, after like, and there was like the snake Ouroboros ring there too, which I'm like, that one's cool. But if anything, I'd get like the small one right there first. That was probably the one I would have. That's like the one I wanted the most, I'd say, out of all of them. Which is so funny because that like Twitter has been a place after that episode aired.
See, I'll tell you why that's the smartest thing you could do business-wise. You know when you go to a tattoo parlor, right? And or a barber. And it's like when you're getting a tattoo or a haircut, you want your barber to have a good haircut. Or you want your tattooer to have good tattoos.
I want my barber to be bald.
You're becoming a game developer. So if I was to hire you and I see some crazy gaming tattoos, I'm like, I'm hiring that guy. It's a good business play.
Wait. Speaking of, I was gonna say this. You guys want to see? You want to see some get up stuff
on this podcast?
Do you guys want to see?
Yeah.
See it? Hold on. Give me a moment.
Wait, yo, the reveal? No way.
Hey yo.
Don't show that at a blur a lot of my gyat because YouTube. I've showed it once. It got demonetized.
Just put more Riggy on his butt.
All right. Yeah. So here's. I'm not opening this one, but this is everything and. Maybe I can show the first page because
I'm
table
still
contents.
Playing Steel of Ricky. Dude.
Yeah, you guys can't see it, but this
looks
is
pretty good.
This is the planning document for Get Up. I'm not showing what is inside
Secret
of
document.
This, but this is the one piece of Get Up right here.
Mm-hmm.
And the fun fact of it, because we got this crazy. You guys remember these ones?
I had one like that. Yeah,
and they're like dry erase on it. Yeah. I've had this since, God, I don't want to know, too long. And in it is one of the original drawings I ever did of this fire guy all the way back in, I think, grade 6. So I'll show
that
off.
That's sick. So this is like your Riggy, but cooler and on fire.
Let me see if I can find it. I don't want to. Okay, I'm not showing because there's like sensitive documents in this one. Let's see.
Oh,
I gotta cover up the name.
Did you get a bun done, Bam?
Yeah, I got a gold bun done.
Ta-da!
Yo!
That's sick.
Sixth grade.
That's sick.
That's sick.
Sixth grade. It's really crazy because for starters, Get Up originally was not called Get Up at all. It was not the thing it was at all. Originally, the game started off as a 2D pixel art platformer. I have old builds of it. From like way back in high school, and now that now that I'm done college and I have the means and funds and time to do, well, we'll talk about time in a moment, to actually do this stuff. It's just, it's such a surreal experience. And in order to make time for it, everyone, a bit of a sadder announcement. I'll be leaving the Rumble Pack podcast next episode.
Next episode?
Yeah. I mean, we were going to do one last Wednesday, but then like vacation stuff happened. That was a whole thing. But yeah.
I didn't know it was next.
So next week's your last Rumble Pack episode.
Next week's
going to
be my last episode. It's,
you're,
it's
never
going to
hang out with us again.
I'll still hang out with you guys. Okay.
Nah,
don't give me that.
He's gone.
I'm going to be shot in the Bronx. And you're going to die.
We're going to replace him with C-Dot Cat.
Yeah, that's
true. To be fair, you did say there's a chance you'll still come to Rumble Week and stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, that's just, it's not more so do I want to go to Rumble Week, do I want to go to America? So
that's bad.
So there's that. There's that. But I'm just gonna say, Get Up is gonna be something really special, and I'm so excited to like show that with everyone. And right now, it's obviously gonna be on Steam. Like, that's gonna be the default right now. But I'm still looking in. Once a trailer goes out, I'll probably be looking into getting it on like the Nintendo Switch, and Switch.
Dude, that'd pretty sick,
so
dude.
Sick.
So be just. Yet again, I don't want to put out a release date because I have no confidence in giving an accurate prediction.
It's next week, baby.
No, woo! No. But you guys have all seen the updates. You've heard all the soundtrack. It's just I'm very excited.
I'm also extremely excited for
Get Up. And the best part about it is that once I'm done Get Up, I'm going to sequel the hell out of the game.
Get Up.
There's so many different systems in Get Up that I can just say, why don't I just make that a full game? Why don't I just make that a full game? Why don't I just make that a full game? Why don't I just make... And that's what I'm going to do. Sorry, Bundan. Cutting you off.
No, that's okay. Are you solo dev the whole thing? The whole project? That's crazy. So... You're not going to hire anyone? You're just going to do it all solo?
The thing is... Right? And this is partially why I don't hire any editors for YouTube either. Because obviously I have to manage game development and YouTube and all the other stuff I got going on. But I just have a specific vision for every single video I make, for every single piece of music I make, any single thing.
Oh, Royal so,
Yo!
No way.
No way.
I stayed up 2 days straight to get this Deltarune video out.
Huge. So, yeah, did you have a vision?
I slept through my alarm. I did, dude.
Dude, that's you literally just missed the announcement that C-Dot has terminal illness and he's going to die next week.
I know, dude. No, I already knew, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I already told you.
Yeah, you knew.
I gave it to him. Harris just gave him a virus, dude.
Dude. Oh, my God. Dude, no Dana, way. You're just
that'd be a banger
up,
short.
You look like, you know what you look like, dude? You look like someone who's about to sell me a stock.
Not it's the exact same thing that Johnny said at the beginning of the episode.
Wait, really?
I've been teasing.
Yeah, that's
I'm
the exact.
Putting colors on the wall soon, okay? There will be color. Look, there's already a little bit of color over here. Hold on.
How is Tesla doing today?
Look, there's color, okay?
On the up.
There's color. There's slowly but surely color.
You're gonna need a poster or something.
To continue my little adventure.
Yes,
to continue my points, tomorrow, actually, which is fun, there is a expo in Toronto called Fan Expo, and Nintendo's going to be showing off a bunch of new games and such, like Kirby Air Riders, which we can talk about later. But my dog's barking because he's excited because they invited me to go play some games early, like before the thing even opens, so...
Yippee.
Any games, this includes Hollow Knight Silk Song, which, you know, yet again, I'm not that excited for, but I'll buy it when it gets out.
Wait, so you're gonna playtest Silk Song tomorrow? Is that what you just said?
I'm playing Silk Song tomorrow. Yes.
Oh, good.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'll clickbait the video, but I'm just gonna say it's probably just like Hollow Knight 2, and it's just gonna feel like Hollow Knight 2, you know?
Which is exactly what everyone wants.
Except for you, because you're a sociopath.
No, I liked Hollow Knight. What do you mean? Johnny, we had this discussion, what, like episode 8, episode 9? I liked Hollow Knight. It's just not the greatest game ever made.
I refuse to.
We're not talking about this any further. We're not talking about this.
C-Dot's basically saying, you know what? I got invited to an expo. You know what? I have an ego now. I'm leaving Rumble Pack because I'm famous and Nintendo loves me. I've glazed them enough to where they put me on their payroll. So bye, guys. Have fun with your goofy little kids podcast. and I'm running away. That's what's happening. Never to speak to any of us again. You're gonna be just like Joe. You're gonna be just like Joe. You're gonna be like, oh, don't worry, guys. I'll come back every now and then. And then you go get murdered by the Swedish military. All right, that's exactly what's gonna happen with you two.
That is what happened to Joe. He's
yeah, that's. I guess I'm moving to Sweden next week. That's crazy.
Is this really the bit we're doing with Joe?
I don't think that's the bit we should do here with Joe.
Joe needs at least, he needs a funeral at least.
I miss Joe.
I mean, he's just a,
oh, shoot.
Just a busy lad.
We announced C-Dot leaving before Joe.
That's,
Okay, I don't want to bring this up because this is really depressing. But with five of us left, do you think any of us five leave?
Nah. I think you guys are all locked in. I just got a game to develop.
I'm in it for the long haul if y'all are in it for the long haul.
Me too, dude. I am staying here forever. The only person I doubt is Bun Dun because he just smacked his lips. He's like, I might go raise my kids. Sorry, guys.
Dada, look at this. Dada, see, dog, look at this.
I brought my kid to work.
Okay, so Bun Dun is off in Roblox land while we're talking about the pressing nature of leaving.
Look at this game.
Podcast.
Look at this game.
Wait, see,
it's like Mario Galaxy, but it's Roblox and it's made really well.
This looks... I mean, for Roblox, it looks pretty good, but...
Past, like, 5 minutes.
Dude, Bun Dun, dude, yeah. you've turned to the dark side, dude. Like, I don't even know who you are anymore.
Dude, you're not even watching the game!
Do you ever think you're going to leave the Rumble Pack podcast?
Okay, no offense to the developer of this game, but every single game I've seen on Roblox is just a ripoff of another popular game.
Dude, okay.
That's true.
Not Pibby. Stars Align demo.
Let me introduce you to Grow a Garden.
No. Play the C-Dot on C-Dot Plays. Play this game.
On C-Dot Plays is crazy.
Play this game and finish it.
C-Dot's already got to play.
If you play that game, then Bun Dun will let you leave the podcast, all right? You can't listen to me play that game.
No, because hear me out. I feel like this game, not many people know about this game, is actually a really well-made game, and you'll be surprised. And the fact that you can just... literally download the Roblox app on your phone and just play like Mario Galaxy on a high quality game is crazy.
I hope Roblox shuts. I hope it shuts down, dude.
I hope a bunch of predators shut down Roblox, Bun Dun.
No, you know what? I hope Roblox moderation gets fixed.
Yeah,
that's what I have to do,
actually. I genuinely like, even as not like the biggest fan of Roblox, I'm always on board for kids' safety. But anyway. Bun Dun, do you think you're ever going to leave the Rumble Pack podcast? You dodged the question for.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Four times. When you start raising kids in a year.
Nah, dude. I'll get them on the Rumble Pack. They'll be recording for me. That's just another content creator in the house.
I have a proposition. Now that C-Dot has left, and we talked about Rumble Week and everything, about all of us staying for the long haul and everything, I have a suggestion. I think that whoever leaves next has to do something terrible, like chop off one of their arms or something, all right? We have to just agree.
What?
We're all going to be like, it's not going to be me. And then the next person who leaves has
to,
like...
What is it with you and chopping off arms?
Yeah,
I don't understand this.
Why?
Okay, fine.
All Bun Dun's arms gone.
Okay, different thing then.
Joe's body's
gone. Chop off a foot, all right? We chop off a single foot, okay?
Guys, okay. He's been making too many Riggy shorts. He's obsessed with cutting people.
Dude, I'm hopping on Steel or Riggy, dude. I've had enough.
I wasn't here for this, so I feel like I should say, like, the C-Dot's leaving because he's just really busy. We still love C-Dot, and C-Dot loves us.
Yeah.
Like, we just had an event, or I was in an event with C-Dot.
Yeah.
Me and Dano.
Great. Guys, Kirby Air Riders, can we all get a Switch 2 and get Kirby Air Riders? Please. Please.
I can't even steal the button.
Please.
I can't wait. Who knows? Maybe C-Dot will just miss us in like a year and he'll be like, you know what? I'll come back. Okay, right?
Wait,
C-Dot, that's in the cards.
Would you welcome me back in that case, though?
Are you kidding? Yes. Yes, we'd welcome you
back.
I think
just
Joe,
like we're going to welcome
asked,
Joe Kane back from the
yeah,
dead.
If Joe asked if he could come back, I think we'd say yes.
Yeah,
but
Dietrich
isn't
welcome back, but you are.
The second Get Up comes out, I'm streaming it. Same with Limp Knight.
Me too.
Dude.
Me too. Yeah, Limp Knight too, dude. I can't wait.
Goal theoretically is that we have a trailer by the time this comes out for Lib Night. I hope, please. I hope. I pray. We've been getting some progress.
That's hype.
I can't share anything. Johnny, what's your forecasted Limp Night release date? We'll bleep it, but I'm curious if it's before or after Toon Turf.
Like
tomorrow.
Okay, we'll see.
Do you guys want to hear the forecasted Get Up release date?
Yeah.
Today.
Bleep
tomorrow.
This as well. So I bleep this as well.
Bam.
It will. Oh, I'm still like not confident in this at all.
Damn, that take long.
Nice.
But actually bleep that, Anna.
No.
Don't have that.
That's gonna be crazy, cause it's like a Get Up's a fully 3D game, right?
Yeah, it's a full 3D game.
And CDOT has realistic expectations and a timeline and plans, which it actually feels encouraging as opposed
to. You didn't see it, but this is the one piece of Get Up. Everything about the game is in here.
Oh no, dude! You need if someone has a make a wish, you know, what is the ending to Get Up?
I'll tell them the ending to Get Up if that's the case, because I have it in my mind right now.
They're gonna die. They're about to die. A kid is about to die.
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah, I thought CDOT was gonna be like, oh, it's like Spider-Man. Like they're getting ready to expire anyways. Of course they can have spoilers. Jeez.
Can't believe Dano hasn't played Steel of Riggy yet, man. Should I get this golden rosy, Dano?
What do you play it after Toon Turf comes out. All right. You know what? I'm sure there's gonna be tons of Toon Turf.
Am I in the game or no?
You're not. I think there's a bam and there's a bundle.
No, I swear I saw a pair. I swear I saw a pair.
There's a pair.
Maybe pair's rare.
Unless Toon Turf fails, then dude, you know what's funny, though, is I say I'm going to play this after Toon Turf, but then Toon Turf is going to fail, and they're just going to delete this game out of shame of being associated with Riggy.
That's not what's going to happen.
Should I play 10 hours of Steel of Riggy?
Speaking of Toon Turf, Dano, how's your life been? Because I'm done with my updates.
Man, you know what? Listen, we're going down the line. We did BAM.
Dano, you're a mythic in this.
I'm a mythic? Dude, why am I so short? Pear, we're going down the line of just updates, and then Johnny's next, and you're after Johnny.
Oh, let's go.
Anyway. Listen, Dad, I've stolen you.
Wait, we gotta lock it, guys.
I don't even want to do my update now. Bunnin's over here playing Roblox.
Dano has a finance YouTube channel.
That's my twink who has a Microsoft Teams webcam.
All right, listen. The fiscal year looks good. Okay, our investments are prospering. All right, we've had a little bit of a pushback on the NHS, so we're gonna have to come back down on that a little bit.
But we have just gotten stock options for a brand new company.
Give me
the news.
Dano's like, you gotta invest in the generators before you invest in cosmetics. You know.
So listen.
I want to interject here about that comment that CDOT just made. I referenced that to my girlfriend, and I was like, you have to watch this short, and I couldn't find it. And I spent like 30 minutes watching Boss Shorts Wars shorts that are unlisted, and I couldn't find it.
You know who else rose again? Me. On the third day.
Before Dana talks again, should we premiere a Boss Wars short?
yeah, man. I would love that.
Just like the Rock.
Rock and Paper.
Wait, can we check in on Rock and Paper?
Everyone would be so
whenever it's my turn, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Take it down. You can continue.
Okay, continue down.
Anyway, so we did just get stock options for a very exclusive nuclear company. All right, I just wanted to throw that out there. And then maybe also put just a little bit, not a whole lot of capital, but just a little bit of investment in green energy. I think that we've seen a lot of growth on that front in the past couple weeks. And then I also have one more business opportunity. There's this small little indie show that is coming out soon. You guys may have heard of it. It stars some murderous cartoon rat thing, and I just think that it does have potential. The creator is a little whack, but you know, if you're willing to deal with, you know, some crazy CEOs and stuff, which, you know, I think it's proven time and time again that money talks, CEOs don't. So yeah, just wanted to throw that out there. Listen, life has been good, okay? My apartment is beautiful.
Pay!
Everything
I gotta pay!
Looks lovely.
Let's bingo. How much is that?
Yo,
you are rare, and you're $500.
Where's two pairs? Oh. You want a pair of pairs?
Dude, holy shit. I need to play the game.
Nah, no, sorry. I might leave that one. I don't like that one. I want a gold royal pair. Sorry, continue, Dan. It's just something important's happening, and I'm just trying to balance it, you know, between your important thing.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to DMCA take down this game right now for using my character.
This is one of your fans. So you're cease and desist to one of your fans, dude.
Yeah, just because Bundan was playing it on the podcast, I'm going to be like, you know what? We're not doing this anymore.
I'm suing my fan.
I'm suing my fans?
No,
I'm suing my fans. Dude, Diamond Rosie.
I've talked about it short for this game. I'm suing my fan.
Dude, I think I've talked about it before, but like, I'm so fine with like fans making their own Riggy stuff and like, I don't know, Poshmark like keychains and stuff. But the second that a big company gets a hold of it is when I start getting uncomfortable. This is obviously just a fan doing something I would never, unless Bundan does keep playing it, then I will in a heartbeat absolutely tear this fan down. I'm gonna send him like actual threats of like, oh, the lawyers are outside your house, dude. We know your address. You're gone, buddy. You're gone.
You're toast.
I'm gonna buy this game off the fan and throw so much monetization in it, and then pretend it's still a fan project and become a millionaire.
Dana, oh my gosh. You know when
the idea I had for a Toon Surf game.
Whenever somebody gets into controversy and then like a YouTube channel makes like 80 videos milking it that go, it's done. Yeah. It's over. He's done. He's over.
Finished. Oh, dude.
It just got worse.
Nothing left.
Like just like the thumbnail that says like the truth or like the end. And it's just Riggy's face on there.
It's like how all the like, you know, whenever like a Nintendo, like when the Wii U was going, everyone did like the sad Mario face thumbnail.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Dude,
what happened to you?
But what have you done to my game?
It's classic.
I'm bugged. Life is good. I brought Riggy back finally in the shorts that went up. When this goes up, it'll be a couple weeks ago. But
dude,
as
I saw
recording
that.
This, it was
one out of 10.
Yeah.
Wait,
did yeah? Insane 1 out of 10, dude. Bundan for such a long time. I told him that I hadn't made a Riggy short in a year.
Can you actually say that again? Say Bundan was right, like as a hook for what
you was about to glaze you, all right? You know what? I'm just going to delete that part now. Bundan came up to me and said, Dano, I have a drug problem. I need you to help me, all right? Riggy's the only cure. I need him back. And so I was like, you know what? True. Fine, Bundan, since I'm such a good friend and since you have AIDS and drug problems and, and herpes and just all these other diseases, I'll bring Riggy back to cure you, all right? No, listen, Bundan had told me like all of 2025, I hadn't made a Riggy short. And I made one where he got his arm ripped off because I was going insane. And I just, you know, like I can do my shorts, but after a certain point, Bundan said something like crazy to me the other day. He said, you're not a YouTuber. He said, you're an artist. And that was like the nicest thing that anybody's ever said to me. I don't know. Like I kind of get stir crazy if I go too long without a Riggy short. And this year I've just been going through it. I don't know. I've been working on other stuff. I've been working on Toon Turf and stuff. So I was like, you know, I just don't have enough time, but now I've moved. Life is better. I'm stable. I have a good drug balance, medicine balance. I keep saying drug. It sounds like negative content, but I have a good medicine balance. I graduated therapy, which means that I'm a perfect human being now and can never do anything wrong again. And I can actually handle doing two Riggy shorts a week.
Life
is better. Yeah. So anyway, I'm looking forward to it. God is good. The short yesterday is like an insane 1 out of 10. And Bundan's like, you're the dumbest idiot alive. Are you kidding me? Look at how many views you're getting. You need to stop doing your stupid fun fact shorts every day that you don't like and start making more Riggy ones. And I'm like, yeah, you right.
Dude, okay, I got a question for
the
everyone
Pope
else.
Died. So what happens now?
Okay. I'm on team. Honestly. The fun facts, just
dude,
Riggy it out,
go all in,
and just stories, personal stories,
after
just so much
Toon
stuff you can do.
We're gonna, I'm going to get a good pulse on how the internet perceives Riggy as well. That's what I've been doing for the past 2 years, is balancing them, like doing this painful, terrible tightrope walk, so that way I can just wait until Toon Turf comes out, and then finally it can be out, and I can actually get a pulse on the internet of, like, how many people will actually like Riggy? How many people will be like, oh, this is the cringiest thing I've ever seen in my life, and we should send death threats to this idiot? Or, like,
Dana,
you know.
Do you know what this sounds like? Do you know what this sounds like?
I can chase off the internet. We'll see.
Bam! What? It sounds like anxiety.
What is
you should
that?
Go back to therapy.
What is that?
Riggy Bam. Riggy
no,
Bam.
Yeah. I mean,
did you get it?
That was the feeling for like a year, and I did get anxiety medication. Dude, yeah. I told my therapist like all of that, and I said, yeah, I've got this mentality for like all the good things in life have to eventually balance out with negative things, right? Like it can't be good forever. And she said, no, that's not a philosophy. That's an anxiety disorder, you moron. And then she put me on drugs. So now she's in my special thanks of the Toon Turf credits, right below Bam. Yeah, dude, you know what? I'm not even kidding. I think on like the scale of mental health, Bam does rank above my therapist just a little bit. All right, listen. Yeah, dude, life is good. I'm gonna put these panels on the wall soon. I'm getting my posters and everything, so I'll still have my red and blue.
I'm getting this.
It's gonna be a nice twist. I'm going live on Saturday for the first time, showing off my room. So this is
you gotta lock in.
Outdated. Yeah.
What you do?
Anyway,
golden button. Wait, I'll take a golden button. Dude, Bam gonna boss Shorts Wars, dude. It's a mythic.
No way.
That's dude. Crazy.
Do you want to steal all my stuff? I can rebirth now.
And I got a desk that transforms from
stuff. Don't rebirth. Mm-hmm. Here, I'll hold it
Dan,
for you.
I have that desk, dude. Should it's do. So sick.
You know what else is cool? Mine is a white
camera.
Board. Hold on.
Right, hold on, Dano, you should have the camera like follow you around, put on like the following state, and then just start putting the panels on, and then you make it, then you just speed up the footage, and it starts looking like Lego building.
Yes.
Dude, that's...
Dude, yeah. No. Wait, what did you say about the background?
Like, let the camera do the auto-tracking thing, and then just leave it on for like, on recording while you're just putting everything.
I do like a time-lapse? Yeah, I should, dude. But yeah, anyway, and then I have a whiteboard here, so I can do stuff like, hold on,
Draw royal pair.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Bunner, come take my Dana and hold it, because I need the boss.
Dude, rebirth. Johnny, you must be so rare, because I know you're in this game as well. But I haven't seen you spawned yet. Wait,
check the index.
There's an index? Goodness gracious.
I don't think we do. Oh my god, and no C-Dot either.
That's I thought crazy. They made a tweet.
Johnny, they
I
hate us. They hate us.
They hate us because they ain't us.
Uh-huh, no.
Maybe they exactly the boss Shorts Wars.
I bet because they haven't hair. Played yeah, a gotcha. Switch 2.
Wait, I can't steal this. It's glitched.
I gotta show y'all something.
Steal my Dana?
Hold up. Look at my melee. It's actually sick.
Melee. Show melee.
Guys, look, I drew pear.
Wait, no, that's not
glorious.
Well, I might.
That is audacity.
That's the next short.
Look, my Jigglypuff skin.
Golden Mundan!
Is. Uh-huh. A box combo from Raising Cane's.
What?
No way.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, what?
That is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Why would someone make that?
That's made me so hungry.
Pear, did you make that yourself?
No. I haven't eaten today, except for the Jubble Chunk chocolate cookie.
Oh my goodness gracious.
You haven't eaten either.
I got a chicken burger right now.
Look, it's cool.
Well, should we,
anyways,
wait,
Johnny,
should we go
what's
to...
going on? What's, yeah. what's popping, Johnny?
Yeah,
Johnny? What's popping?
How is life?
Cat.
Gojo!
Pear. Johnny got a cat.
Pear. Look at Satoru Gojo.
Wait. Where is it?
Look at him.
Oh, the cat. Is that the name of the cat?
Yeah, his name is Satoru Gojo.
There's no
way. Does he have a middle name? Johnny, does he have a middle name?
Oh, Felix.
If not, I got
that
it.
That was his dead name.
Oh. I was gonna say Switch 2.
Or Rumble Pack Gojo.
Or Boss.
Satoru Switch 2 Gojo.
Can you name your next cat Boss Shorts Wars, the sequel?
We literally got him today. Like, we got home 2 hours before recording. So he's been here for
That's
2 hours.
great first impressions, you know?
Dude, no, he's such a sweet guy. He's such a little guy. Right now he's like, I think he's annoyed with me because I'm being loud. But he's such a lad, such a fellow.
Can you make
gold pair.
There's a gold.
Johnny,
we found
can
a golden
you make
pair.
A video where you know instead of you in front of the green screen, right? You just kind of like hold him up,
and kind of like shake him as if he's talking.
Well, my video today is going to be bad cat idea.
Get a cat? Or is like the name and stuff. That's okay, awesome. That's fine.
This is Satoru Gojo. Oh my God. He is the strongest.
Diamond pair.
What?
We got a diamond
Anna
pair.
Anna just sent a picture of her cat. Johnny, can you reply with a picture of your cat and just say the word better?
How about like the most powerful, the strongest?
Plus 100 aura. My cat 100 aura, your cat 0 aura.
I bet your cat doesn't have 10 million power in Rise of Kingdoms, you know? Just that it was one of those.
Wait, what gender is your cat, Johnny?
Did you double rebirth? I just rebirthed!
Is Cobalt a dude too?
Yeah.
I was gonna say you can make them breed, but no, never mind. Well, they're both guys. I mean, no, never mind.
What? Anyway, Pear, how have you been?
Gay cats exist,
Johnny's
right?
Johnny's not done, is he?
Yeah. Johnny, are you done?
I'm not even done yet. He's talking about his go-to game, dude. Oh yeah, and
so I this is my room right now. I haven't decorated at all. I do have. Let me grab.
My girlfriend got me.
Did you move in with your girlfriend, Johnny?
Kind of. She got me a little Johnny razor. Isn't that such a
yo?
Oh, that's sick.
I thought you were just gonna get like a razor called Johnny. You know, just wake up in the morning, gotta trim the beard with the good old Johnny razor.
I moved in to a townhouse with my game developer friend, and a guy who really likes birds. So. This is gonna be great.
Okay, so wait, where
and my girlfriend's also here. She's not cool. On the lease, so technically she doesn't live here, but she lives here.
Mm-hmm. I see. And you know what's hype? Video games. How has games. If you wanna I don't wanna, you know,
I'm playing one right now.
I don't wanna pry, but if you're willing to share any details about the Limp Knight, please do.
CDOT just finished CDOT just finished some of the audio for it. He did one of the tracks.
Wait, we have someone in Steel a Rookie.
Yo. But we have like the first area. My developer finished all of like the back end stuff.
Nice.
So she is working on like the first intro like cutscene, and it's almost done.
Nice.
And then our other developer.
If you need me to playtest, just let me know too, because I can. Well, I mean, don't you all worry. Of you guys are going to be playtesting GitHub at least once, so just get ready for that.
But after that's done, we have another person who's going to be helping with level design, and they are going to finish out the first area hopefully within like the next week or two.
Dude, so I love gray boxing.
Progress is coming along.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Very, very hyped.
And Satoru Gojo is hanging out.
I just want to quickly interject here. This person who's joined our game actually has played this game a lot. They have a full base.
That's hype, but like I need to steal the Riggy Bundan from them. So
okay, I'll hit him and you go get it.
Okay. Hold on.
When this base,
Johnny, one thing you should do for Limp Knight. Is the classic, I don't know if it was Minecraft, but I know they did it in Kirby Planet Robobot, where someone sampled their cat meowing for a sound effect.
Yeah, bro.
Johnny, you've played through Robobot, right? Now. Like the final, the full game, right? Man. Planet Robobot 3DS, Kirby.
I have it.
Or are you a fake fan, Johnny?
Ready?
Or are you a fake fan, Johnny? Are you a fake fan, Johnny?
Oh, you hit me!
Look at Bundan. Look at what's happening to Bundan.
Whoa!
I have a cat.
Okay, that's one.
But in the final little boss fight of Planet Robobot, a developer's cat goes.
Diamond Clan Ricky. Diamond Clan Ricky.
Dude, y'all are brain rotted. Bundan and Bam can't even.
Bro, we hit him. We stole his Riggy, and he wrote Redukins is better.
Oh my god, this guy's sick. Wait, shout out to this guy. Who's it, real villain? This guy's a real one for letting us take his brain rot.
You can have my Dano.
That's nice.
Oh, that's funny. All right, Pear. Can we get to Pear? Yoink. Has everyone went?
Well, let me see this guy take his dano real quick.
He doesn't want to take it. Take my dano. All
right. I'm doing good, man. I'm probably the one that hasn't changed, like, because, like, I'm just doing YouTube. Still doing the same thing. I did figure out, like, a strategy for my channel that I'm going to do. Or, like, I have a better like idea of, like, what's a main channel video versus, like, what's a second channel video. And I'm pretty excited about that. So, yeah, I'm just going to keep grinding. Now I try to hit 10 mil whenever that is. I don't know.
Dude, you? Yeah, that's so sad.
Dano wants you to steal him.
Dude, also, dude, something Pear funny.
That's what happened. Pear reached the top of the hill. He worked so hard, and he is just king right now. So that's why he doesn't have much to update, because he already won at life. That's what's going on.
I got to say this, bro. Like, I got a house, and then I had the best month on the channel. I spent $6,000 on some Pokemon cards because I was like, you know what?
Oh, my
I
can do God.
I can do whatever I want, dude.
Did you get any good ones
exactly,
at least?
Exactly, dude.
Guess what I got? See, you're going to love this. You know the level X cards from like Diamond and Pearl era? Like just the classic level X.
I'll have to look. But I think so, yeah.
I got a collection of all 70 level X cards. In existence.
And how much did that cost you?
$6,000. But they're all they're all gem mint.
Dude, this guy's trying to steal my boss. He stole my boss.
I think I'm gonna do a video of sending them all into PSA to get them graded.
No,
that's my crazy. Boss. All of
I stole off him is fine.
But yeah, man,
insane. Right now, the only thing I'm trying to look out for right now in terms of like collectors. Is I right now?
I've got to get off this game, dude. I'm getting. Actually,
I got.
Like,
I got myself invested. The new Nintendo 3DS XL, as we all know.
Oh, let's go!
But this thing is huge, right?
Oh, dubs.
I just want to find the standard size new Nintendo 3DS. But they're like 500.
That goes into my new point. Another thing I spent my money on was actually the new Nintendo 3DS XL with a built-in capture card. Because wow. I only have 2 mega videos that I want to get out before the end of the year. One is already recorded. Pear, it's the Pear SMP video. I'm finally ready to work on it, dude. I've just been so procrastinated. And the second one, my first ever Nuzlocke with Ultra Sun, which is the hardest game to Nuzlocke. And I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm Pear excited.
Where, no, let me Pear, know where you got the understand. Capture card from. Let me know where you got the capture card from, because I've been thinking of doing a Kirby stream marathon where I go through all the Kirby games.
I bought it off eBay. I bought it off eBay. It was just pre-installed. It was like $6.
Listen, so what Pokemon game is it that's the hardest?
Ultra Sun.
Okay, so you're playing Ultra Sun, and you're saying it's the hardest game of all time, but I don't think the game understands that you have 5 million, almost 6 million subscribers, sure. All right?
Okay. That's
all
I'm saying. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Dude, so it's the hardest game. Yeah, whoa.
I've been having this conversation with my friends, like in my area, my home area, that aren't, like, cool like me. We'll bring up like a YouTuber like from the olden days. We'll be like, oh yeah, that guy only has 2 million subs. And I'm like, dude, Royal Pear has more than that.
It doesn't equal relevance though. It's like it's crazy because like Call Me Carson has like less subs than me, I think, but he's obviously more known.
Dude, do you have more subs than C Nanas? He has 5.3.
You have more subs than Ant Venom.
Holy shit.
That's crazy. No, but Pear, you know what else though is? I looked at your channel like a week or two ago, because Bundun just hit what is it like 3 billion views? Mm-hmm. And Pear, you're still not at 3 billion yet.
Yeah,
but you have. But
I have
Bundun,
more
I'm
subs.
About to knock you so hard. You spoke way too soon. I was gonna say. But
do you get paid by views or subs, guys?
Okay, you have more subs than Bundun, even though you have less views, which means that people like you more on average because they'll see your video once and subscribe to you.
No, that's because when people watch Bundun, they're like, I do want to know who the top five gaming moms are. I do want to know that.
They want to know the content, not the personality. Right. I'm just a loser. But I get paid. Yes,
but then when Royal Pear sells his Royal Misconduct, they are going to sell like wildfire with his 5 million subscribers.
That's fire. That's fire. I got to do that.
Dude, you're going to get a lawsuit where they don't work, though.
Dude, they're just going to be poked. No, wait, pair. Can you make like loot box Royal Cons where some of them have holes poked in them and some of them don't? So it's like you get a loot box of like maybe you'll get a kid or not. Yeah. And then that's how Bundun has a child, because he's using the Royal Pair condoms.
It's like still a brain rot. I got the golden child version.
I know, that's like those words in that order.
It's like a legendary Pokemon. It's like Pokemon. You get the legendary shiny Royal Con.
Okay.
It's like a pack unboxing, but for the kid. Like, depending on the one that you use, you get like a different...
Dude, surely there's a trading card game of condoms. Surely that's out there. You open it up, there's like...
exists.
The back one's hollow.
Anna, can you pull that up for us? Can you just pull up trading card cons?
Dude, imagine like the situation before doing it. You whip out your like card of con pack and you open it up. You're like, oh, hope the last one's an ultra rare, babe.
No, I'm imagining, you know how CDOT did like the presenting, like how you're supposed to do it, where you hold the deck and then you do like the top card and the top card.
Yeah,
you do that to your girlfriend in like the, like you got the mood lighting and everything. It's like, all right, get ready. Oh, jeez.
Would an uncommon be a mood kill?
Dude, no, imagine you do that and like it's not hollow. Oh my God. And she's like, yeah, I think we need to see other people.
Oh, sorry. No. I have a thing, man. I'm sick now. Oh, it's...
That feels like something that would be on like the Big Bang Theory. That's like something they would do. I've been watching that. That's another thing I've been doing. I'm on season 4. I started when I moved.
Wait, you're like watching really it like new. Actually in order?
Yes.
Is it good?
It's actually so good. You don't understand? Wow. It's so good.
Dude, you know what else is so good? Dexter. You guys ever seen Dexter?
Actually, I want to.
I need to.
I want to.
Dude,
I want to.
No. The newest Dexter season. Dude, you know what I've been
watching? The Unity Asset Store. They got some good stuff on that.
No. The newest season of Dexter is actually like peak television. Like, I am shocked. Okay, listen. Dexter was good for 4 seasons, then it fell off for 4 seasons, then it had a pretty good revival that was like a one-off season, and then it's like back again for like a full show, and it is so good because the original writers returned who did the first 4 seasons and everything. But anyway, dude, Dexter is it's so good.
You gotta finish AOT, by the way.
Oh yeah, I do. True. I do. I haven't been watching that many shows, but AOT is one of those things that, like, I don't feel like I'm doing it justice when I have it in the background. Like,
in a call whenever we have free time, aka never, and just watch it.
True.
I'm down, dude. Listen. Okay, dude. I tried watching AOT, like how I watch all my shows, like on the background, and I felt like I was disrespecting the show. Like, yeah, I genuinely felt like I was disrespecting the show because it was too good to watch like that.
Obviously,
so,
next anyway. Week we got to do another podcast. And then, like 2 weeks after that, instead of recording a podcast, let's just all watch it.
Let's just all watch Attack on Titan.
But CDOT, you're fucking leaving, CDOT. What do you mean?
What do you mean I can't watch Attack on Titan with you guys? What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, listen, I don't have time for the podcast anymore, but I have time for 12 episodes of Attack on Titan.
Well, yeah, because I can be working on the side.
That is true.
This is just like Rumble Week, dude. Yeah.
I've already seen this show. I'll just have it on the side.
Dude, wait. I did start Bleach for those Bleach fans out there. I'm 150 episodes
Why?
In exactly.
No. Why?
Well, look at Johnny the whole time to see his reaction.
Let me see.
Why would you do like, that?
Bleach is...
the funniest show of all time. I've watched the entire thing.
It's an average show. It's One Piece destroyed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why would you do that? One, like, that's a show you watch Piece, like when it comes right. out. And right. not
I
ever.
It in like...
Listen, a lot of people are saying it's okay, pretty okay. good, and I gotta say, like, it's okay. Like,
a lot of
like
people say
characters...
One Piece gets good at episode 500. Like,
okay, no, One Piece
wrong.
Is good from One Piece is peak from the start, and I'll stand on that, dude.
I think One Piece gets bad at episode 500. That's my take.
All right,
One Piece.
Anyways, I think the live action
let me
of One Piece is
Bleach.
The best.
Let me say this about
Bleach. Give me your best Bankai.
It is. Well, it is the funniest
Bon
way to do that pairing.
Guy!
Never mind. Never mind. I was going to say, the thing is about Bleach, it's the funniest thing because like later on in the series, you got just like two lads in the just standing on nothing in the sky. One of them doesn't attack. They talk for 5 minutes. The other person doesn't attack. And then they talk for 5 minutes. And then that just keeps going. And it's the funniest thing.
Don't they have like, the bread girl in Bleach?
Yes. Unironically, I was about to say the best character in the show is Orihime. And not even for the reason you guys are thinking. I don't know. Just to get a character. Everyone else I don't really like.
Like an Ichigo book.
Like Ichigo and Aizen are good, but other than that, like I don't really care for anyone else. Like I don't know, man. One Piece is just such a good show that I think it ruined long anime for me. Like I can't even watch Naruto. I don't know if y'all think Naruto's good or not.
I love Naruto when I was growing up. Naruto.
You know what I love? My 3D printer. I'm printing a Labubu right now.
The reason I brought up Dexter, I forgot to say this, but the reason I brought up Dexter is because one, it's like super inspirational for Toon Turf, yada, yada, yada. But two is because Leia, okay, so I moved in with Leia. So we share the living room TV now, which isn't terrible. I'm working most of the time, but it means that like every single Thursday I'm down sitting there watching Dexter, and every single Wednesday Leia is watching The Summer I Turned Pretty. Which I want to kill. I watched one episode of that and I'm like, how have you watched three seasons of this garbage? With, oh my gosh, dude, it's just like a will they won't they. It's like Twilight but without the vampires. Like, and that's the one good part of Twilight. All right, and good as a stretch. Anyway, but no. So The Summer I Turned Pretty, I watched one episode with her, and she was like, no. So we kept arguing of like, oh, no, I'm going to make you like The Summer I Turned Pretty more. And I'm like, no, I'm going to make you like Dexter more. So we watched The Summer I Turned Pretty, and I was like, yeah, this is terrible. Watch Dexter. We watched one episode of Dexter, and I was like, now listen, wouldn't The Summer I Turned Pretty be great if it was three seasons of Will They, Won't They, and then some fucking serial killer just comes in and murders everybody? I mean, that would be peak television.
That's just you now.
Isn't that Riverdale?
Just becomes you, pretty much.
Isn't that just Riverdale?
That's Riverdale. That's Riverdale.
Is that actually Riverdale?
That's actually Riverdale, yeah.
Dude, yeah. Wait, Johnny, haven't you watched that?
That's hilarious.
No, I need to watch Riverdale.
Dude, Riverdale's so bad.
Is Riggy the Bay Harbor Butcher? Is Riggy the Bay Harbor Butcher?
Dude, Riggy's got another cool murder name.
Oh, that's sick.
Mm-hmm. I can't say it though.
Yeah, not though. Wait, can you say
the,
it? After
the Toon Turfer.
Yeah.
Okay, that's sick. Guys, you don't get to hear it.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, dude, life is good.
All right, guys, I have some pussy to attend to.
Okay, man. Okay, yeah, it's sick.
You get it, guys?
That was horrible.
He has a cat, anime cat. Awesome. Okay, let's go. We should go, bye, Joe. Guys. Bye. Thank you for watching.
Thank you. Later. Peace out.
Merry Christmas.